Law enforcement officials and prosecutors say they feel blindsided by a massive criminal justice reform bill introduced by the Black Democratic Caucus in the House. Police say they are shocked and surprised at the timing and sweeping scope of the measure. Here's Police Chief Rick Bleichner of the town of Normal.
You know, after what had happened in Minneapolis, I mean, we were certainly very vocal as law enforcement leaders about wanting to look at change and be involved in change.
Bleichner says police advocates were not an equal player in developing the package. On Friday, the bill dropped without a lot of previous discussion. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says the lack of debate on legislation is a good way to create unintended consequences.
Yeah, it just doesn't pass the smell test. The State's Attorney Association was presented with this 611-page bill with a seeming desire to pass that in 5 or 6 days.
Police agencies say there are good parts of the bill, including provisions to increase officer training standards, qualification requirements, use of force rules, and how to report use of force. But Chief Rick Bleichner of Normal says stripping liability protections from officers will have a bad effect.
It's going to be detrimental. It's going to cost far more money, obviously, for counties and municipalities to have law enforcement, and then it's going to impact being able to hire and retain quality law enforcement officers.
State's Attorney Don Knapp says removing liability protection will force officers to carry individual insurance policies or run the risk of bankruptcy for doing their job. Proponents of the measure say too often bad cops have been able to escape punishment for killings because of the liability shield that public officials have in the regular course of the job. Don Knapp says he also opposes a provision in the package to eliminate cash bail. Knapp says he frames the bail issue as centralized versus decentralized decision making.
Whether cash is the mechanism or some other mechanism is arrived at or used, I like local judges making those determinations based on facts that they're presented for specific cases, for specific defendants in front of them, versus the state legislature just painting with a broad brush.
Supporters of eliminating cash bonds say money requirements often leave lower-income people behind bars before trial and hurt their families and careers solely because they can't afford to post bail. Knapp says in categories of crime that have in recent years changed to automatic pretrial release, the number of people ignoring court dates has also risen.
Since they went to Category A and Category B offenses, it seems like failure to appear have increased.
Knapp also says some smaller jurisdictions have changed rules to reduce the number of people held for months on end before trial on low-level offenses.
After formation of our local Criminal Justice Coordinating Council and the efforts we've made locally to reduce our local jail population, I think that has had a much greater impact.
Supporters of the measure say the inconsistency of bail rules and judicial bail practices between jurisdictions create an unfair system. I'm Charlie Schlenker.